Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Zone Time, people. I'm Julian. Tic-Tac-Tomar is here. Avery's here. Sam is here. I understand we are a hockey podcast, and there's a lot of hockey talk that will be coming your way from all four of us. But the Oscars were over the weekend, and we have to spend 5 minutes to talk about the Oscars, because that's something that people talk about a lot, and there's something that happened that deeply upsets me. It deeply upsets Tic-Tac-Tomar. Well, you could see it from Tic-Tac-Toe there. Queen Angela Bassett was robbed.
Robbed
of an Academy Award. That being said, we also have to shout out Everything Everywhere All at Once. Brilliant movie, cleaned up at the Oscars. Amazing movie, by the way. Everyone should watch it. Michelle Yeoh winning for Best Actress. Well-deserved.
First woman of color to win Best Actress since Halle Berry in 2002.
Since Halle Berry! How is there only two people who've done this?
Mm-hmm. And they're both
Bond. What are you doing?
Sorry, Sam.
They are both Bond girls. Mm-hmm.
There are only two women of color to win, and also only two former Bond girls to win. Mm-hmm. And it's those two.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you know what else is crazy?
What's
like,
crazy?
Like the historical stats like from this year's Oscars is like insane. Ruth Carter, who won Oscar for I believe it was like costume design for Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. The first Black woman to win two Oscars.
Like, how is that possible?
Period.
That happen? And they expect people like us to look, I know we're talking about on the podcast, but they expect other people like us to care about this stuff?
95 years. 95th.
Seriously, man.
Oscar. And like, and these unbelievable, like, this is the first time. Like, this great. If best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, the second best time is right now. Not taking away like the history that's happening right now, but like when you put into context like of the number of this is the first time this happened is like insane. Like I think that this Oscars was like the most that that people of Asian descent have been nominated. Like what?
I don't know, man. It's only now we're coming around on those types of movies, right? Like it shouldn't be that way.
I mean, I think that the thing that has always made me laugh about the Oscars is like it proceeds on the assumption that movies are largely like Western and white. When like, you know, like a lot of the people who are like, oh, I don't like Everything Everywhere All at Once, it's like weird and like, but even the people, even some people who are like, oh, it's super weird and original, like I was talking to my mom about it. I was like, oh, it was great. I really enjoyed it. She's like, yeah, it was okay. She was like, it was good. And she's like, it's just like a ton of other Hong Kong movies. And it's like, people just disregard Bollywood or like, you know, Hong Kong had like a thriving cinematic industry in the 80s and the 90s. And like, there's all this other, it reminded me of, now I'm blanking on his name, which is terrible. The guy who did Parasite.
Oh God.
Right, no, now that I said I blanked, you'll all blank.
Oh my God. No, I don't want to blank on his name. The director for Parasite is, I'm legit looking this up right now. Is it, oh God, I don't want to get this wrong.
Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho, yes.
Yeah. Remember when he won and he was like, some of you are afraid of subtitles. It's a couple of inches and it will open your eyes to a whole different world. That's exactly what this is, right? Like there is so much cinema out there that isn't just Hollywood that is so good that people just have no idea about, which is why they're like, oh, Everything Everywhere All at Once is super original. It's like, but if you ever watched anything by Wong Kar Wai or like anything made in Hong Kong in the 80s, like this was an homage. It's not like, not that it's not original, but it's not that original or that weird.
Avery, how many of these movies nominated for Oscars did you watch?
Zero. Honestly, zero. I'm not a film buff. Like, I'm not a film. I mean, it's great to have more people in film of color getting awards. That's great to see. But in general, honestly, you know, I've enjoyed the conversation because I am not a film buff. I watch one film like every 24 months. I'm not a film guy.
You watch a movie every 2 years?
Yeah. Like, I'm not.
What's the last movie you watched?
High School Musical.
Honestly, last movie I watched? Probably Space Jam, too, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm not a film guy.
My condolences. That movie was tough.
It was awful.
I heard it was tough. That movie was tough. I haven't even watched that movie yet.
Don't.
Just watch the original again.
Yeah.
No, LeBron tries way too hard to be like Michael. LeBron is a try-hard film. He's not a good actor.
Is there an NHL movie we would ever watch? Like if Trevor Zegras was, I keep using his name as an example for everything. Trevor Zegras was in a movie or something.
Well, like Sagan was in Goon, I think, right? Goon or Goon 2.
That's true. They did have NHL players who had roles in movies like that, or they had certain NHL players like as historical characters in like The Rocket from a couple years back too. But like a pure like which movie?
The Rocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Ina is like a really good film.
Yeah. Going back to the initial topic, Angela Bassett. Yes. We wanted her to win. I thought just like, man, watching that scene in Black Panther Wakanda Forever where she just like just stands up like, have I not given everything? Like
when I saw that, I said, give her the Oscar right there, bro.
Honestly. And again, that's not to take away even Stephanie, man, like her as well. Like her performance was incredible. And I don't know. And like now I'm seeing people saying like, oh, you know, she's a sore loser because she didn't like clap. I'm like, she's upset. Like, what? Come on. Like, it would have been like a significant victory, like not just for her, but also just like, again, what the victory means. And I think the fact that you have like, again, afterwards, like Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors are like kind of like singing, like, hey, auntie, like,
hey, no, auntie,
we love you. Like, they understand the significance.
Great callback to the real OG Black Panther, by the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, and even like Michelle Yeoh, like with her victory, like they understand the significance of this. So, you know, man, like leave.
I think everyone was surprised that Jamie Lee Curtis won, including Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm.
Like, she clearly was not expecting to.
She did not expect that at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
are you actually going to watch Freaky Friday at some point, Sam?
Probably.
Good movie, by the way.
Freaky Friday is very early 2000s Disney.
Like very early 2000s.
Yeah, it was like 2003. Like it's just like yeah, like yeah.
Speaking of Disney, Omar, are you wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is that allowed?
And speaking of Disney and High School Musical, Vanessa Hudgens was like a host, like asking people questions on the champagne carpet, which I didn't know they called it that. That was news to me. They don't call it the red carpet. They call it the champagne carpet.
Champagne carpet.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, started something new. Excellent. Wicked.
Cool. I was following on Twitter while watching the Flames beat the Ottawa Senators at home.
So. Well, you know what? They picked the best time to start doing that, huh? You know, wins could have been better. You know,
especially if they did lose to Anaheim.
That's tough.
A couple days earlier. Yeah, that's kind of tough for the Calgary Flames. Anyway, we've expressed enough frustrations about one academy that caters a lot to white people. Let's talk about something else that caters to white people, which is the NHL.
And that, folks, is what they call a segue.
What up? What up? Up?
Hey.
So speaking of white people, a lot of white people are descending into Florida, or they have already. A lot of white media journalists covering the GM meetings. That's more white people. GMs will discuss, whatever they want to discuss in their little breakout rooms. Maybe a rule change. Maybe some other gripe that seems to be coming up. And I figured, you know what? What if we had the opportunity to be in those rooms? And we had the opportunity to, you know, sit down the boardroom, raise our hand and be like, hey, I think we need to change this.
could be like any type of rule in game, CBA, salary cap. There was one thing you could do. If you were at those GM meetings alongside those other GMs and advocate for something to be changed, what would you want changed? I know what I want. I don't know if everyone else has what they would want, but I know what I would want. I have made this complaint before, unless anyone else wanted to go before me, but I've made this complaint before.
Sure.
I've made this complaint before.
If I was in the room, and I hope that Gary Bettman is there as well, I would have one request. I'd say, hey, Gary, Mr. Bettman, how are you? I feel like we should take the name Arizona Coyotes and scratch out Arizona and put something else. Anything else. Whether it's Houston, Atlanta, Halifax.
Wait. There's a disagreement.
Just something. That's one of them. Because again, I am very pained of how the Jacob Chychrun trade was handled. I think the Coyotes butcher every single thing that they have in front of them. I hope they don't get Bedard. Actually, taking a look at it now.
Hope they do get Bedard.
Wow.
So that's where I'm at. I think there are way too many cities around that have. I think we talked about this on previous episodes of Zone Time, where like the leash that the Coyotes have gotten. Like, I don't think other expansion cities have gotten as much leeway. Change it. Yeah, there are other like rules and stuff we can change, but that'd be cool, especially because I've seen a lot of people, especially from like the Halifax area, who are like dying for like another Canadian city. I don't know if Halifax could work, but yeah, change the Coyotes.
I wonder with that leeway though. Definitely, I can't think of any other city that's had like what the Arizona Coyotes are going through, but there have been markets that have had two cracks at NHL franchises. Atlanta has had two before. Minnesota's on its second one right now.
Denver
that come to mind. Denver as well. It's not as if like there have been other markets that have gotten second chances or some kind of leeway. It's just that we have not seen anything like this, where we are literally watching games in 2023 in an arena that seats 5,000 people.
And people has a student section. And people actively make fun of it.
Also, I want to remind y'all, the Ottawa Senators.
Okay, Avery than Sam.
I'll jump in one point. The Senators played OHL Arena for 4 years. That sat 9,000 people. So people picking on the Coyotes for that arena? Come on. The Senators played at OHL Barn for 4 years in the 90s. So, but.
That's true.
You know with true. The rule, I'll jump in with my rules. It's one thing I've hated for since day one. If I'm going in there, changing a rule, get rid of the dang goaltender trapezoid. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Why are goalies still being limited in terms of where they can go behind the net? It's dumb. What purpose does it serve? Why are we limiting? Why are we pushing goaltenders who are going to puck handling? It's beyond dumb. It was dumb when it was first implemented. It's dumb now. Let goalies go wherever they want behind the net. What's the harm?
Okay. Sam, what about you?
I want to go back to the Arizona point because I'm not with Omar on this one.
You're on an island.
I think like ownership issues aside, and I think there's a lot to complain about for different ownership groups in different markets. I think the stats over the last 5 years is that Arizona is the fastest growing hockey market in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that like fan bases shouldn't be held to account and have their teams taken away for shitty management and shitty ownership decisions.
That's fair.
That's very fair.
That's very fair.
So that's why I wouldn't. That's not the real change I would do. I think we've talked about this before. My major change to the NHL is referee accountability.
Yes.
There needs to be either game reports or you need to make one of the refs available after the game for press conferences.
Yep. It's dumb. There have, especially because the impetus and the line every time is that refs don't want to impact the game, but they impact the game every single time. And it just gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. And when you have like multiple calls or lack of calls that like directly impact games, there's no one to answer for it. All you just have is this, you know, a bunch of Twitter fights of people of saying like, okay, well, like the ref didn't see this, or this is what they saw, or whatever, or we're taking into account like player history or whatever. Like it's way too much of a mixed bag. And I think especially now we have to get to a point where it's just like, at the maybe you don't have to like explain like why you called, just what did you see, why you made that call, what did you see, right? And instead of all this like this guessing game, and that's what sucks now, is just like there's no way to tell the rules because everything's just guessing. What's goalie interference? I don't know. Oh, this might be offside. And that's, have you ever been watching a game and they're like, oh, this is going to be offside, and then they look at the replay and it's just like a 20 frame per second like clip, and it's like, what are you even looking for? Like, what are we even looking at? Like, yeah, go.
I was going to mention too, like other leagues have reports. You have the 2-minute report in the NBA. MLS has a report with officials, and they're the great example. Like, we just saw a lot of it. I remember like 12, 13, 14 years ago, I think it was, there was an Edmonton-Dallas game where the Oilers lost on a call. It was supposed to play, the Oilers tied the game up. Goal got waved off due to a hand pass by, I think it was Alex Hemsky. There was no hand pass. The official who called a hand pass on Hemsky was literally 40 feet from Hemsky and called a hand pass. I would have loved the official to explain why did you call a hand pass when you didn't have a clear view of the face-off. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I think every referee should have an AMA on Reddit every month.
I really hate the line like they don't want to impact the game. Like, that's such a stupid statement. Like, even if you made all the right calls, you are impacting the game. Like, that is literally your role. Like, the only way you would not impact the game is if we took referees out entirely.
Honestly. And like, obviously it's not gonna like, it's not, I don't think it's gonna solve every single problem, but like I think when it comes to the way that we talk about officiating, I think it could have an unintended impact of like, maybe I don't know, having a level of understanding a little bit. Like, yeah, we, you know, like the broadcasters say it all the time, like, oh, well, at home you have the benefit of replay and you can like pause things and go back and look at things, but like refs don't. It's like, okay, then tell us what they're seeing, because the only thing we can focus on is what we are watching on our screens. And when you see someone just like a player just tap their legs and then they freaking pretend like they're Bambi and they fall over, or like when a blatant interference is just missed, or where you let things go for like 45 seconds and then call both players afterwards for offsetting minors, like, it doesn't make any sense. So it's just like, just give the fans some flipping clarity, and I think it would go a long way. But they're never going to do that because they just think the media is going to like take opportunities to rip into them or whatever. But I don't know. I think that's a great idea, and I think if they ended up doing that, that'd be a great way to just make the game less complicated.
Yeah, as complicated as it is. Oh, look, we just need better. And I understand that officiating and refereeing, it's so hard to do. But I think, to your point, yeah, like if we were able to have some kind of line of communication, it's going to be a lot better for watchers of the game, for players of the game. And hey, maybe we'll have more competency. Maybe we'll find ourselves in situations where referees will be able to spot offsides, and they won't have to do something stupid like have challenges for offside rules, which is exactly what I would complain about if I was in these rooms. I'm done with the offside review. I think it's stupid.
Yep.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's asinine that you could go through, you could have a puck enter the zone, it might have been offside, and a whole minute later, a goal is scored. It's like, offside. We spotted that a whole last minute ago. Like, what the hell are we doing? You know what I genuinely thought I had the other day? You know what I genuinely thought the other day? Could you imagine if, and this might not, I mean, this is a bit ridiculous, but could you imagine if you're the team that enters the zone and gets called for an offside? Or like, not called for an offside, but you go through an offside. But like, you turn the puck over the other way and you get scored on. Could you imagine if like an NHL team was just like, no, please call it offside on us? I know that's not possible. But could you imagine if that was like an actual option?
But like,
like, Like you willingly, like I don't know if it is, but like, could you imagine if some team did that where they were just like, mm-hmm. please go back to that offside that should have been called on us because we don't want that goal allowed. I wonder if that's actually allowed. I don't think it
is. I think that is because like they and I think Julian like to that point, like that's why they need to find ways to add parameters to like to those moments because like I could see that happening where like a team like enters a zone, they're offside, the puck gets turned over, and then there's like an odd man rush and they score. I could see someone going up from upstairs, like I'm messaging the coach and saying, like,
hey, no, we should have been called offside.
That initial entry by us was offside, so the whistle should have been blown. Because then if you challenge that, they're not wrong. It'd be ridiculous as all hell, but they're not wrong. And that's why they need to add parameters, because then you're going to get into those moments of just like such like nuanced details. Like, and that would be nuts. And I guess for another rule change, and I Avery, I think you mentioned this, like, if not last season, then a couple months ago, just the ideas of removing parameters in 3-on-3 overtime. Like, let's make it longer. Let's get rid of offside reviews in 3-on-3 overtime is stupid. Just freaking like, but it's not actual hockey. It's 3-on-3, man. Just let them freaking play.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, you mentioned like 3-on-3. Like, why do we need an offside at all in 3-on-3? That makes no sense.
I don't know. Something needs to be fixed. I think we came up with 4 solid solutions that any GM would at least entertain if we were allowed at the GM meetings in Florida, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good on all of us. I was worried that like one of us would like come up with like the same one, but we all managed to come up with 4 really good ones.
Just I wonder how many times the playoff. I wonder how many times the playoff format gets brought up, because like everyone was like ripping on Bill Guerin for having that interview with Merrick and Friedman, I think, but like I highly doubt he's the only GM who feels this way.
No.
So I wonder how many times that gets brought up. Yeah.
I definitely think there are GMs who would be like, oh, this is fine. And they would definitely push up the line from Gary Bettman where it's like, oh, well, if you actually took the current playoff format and then you made it 1-8, like everyone wants it, you'd get pretty much the exact same matchups.
Cool. So let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do that then. Oh, yeah.
Just be simple. Just do 1-3. You don't need wild cards. Just be simple. Get everybody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, speaking of playoff format, we should segue over to the Eastern Conference wildcard chase. Maybe the Western wildcard chase could be a topic for another day, but we've already discussed the Calgary Flames. Let's look at the East, because right now, as we're doing this, I understand there's probably going to be games tonight, and it could change a little bit. But the Penguins and the Islanders right now currently occupying the 2 wildcard spots in the Eastern Conference. Florida, Washington, even if you want to put Ottawa and Buffalo, and I mean Detroit kind of sold, so they're really far back. But there are a handful of teams that have a fighting chance at trying to reach the playoffs via the wild card. Is there a particular team or two you are all rooting to get in the Eastern Conference? It could be Pittsburgh, could be the Islanders, could be any of those teams I mentioned. Is there a team you are rooting to make the playoffs within that cluster of Eastern Conference teams? Avery, is there a team you're thinking of?
Gotta be the Buffalo Sabres. Gotta be the Buffalo Sabres.
Damn.
I want to see. I know, but it's still, you know what? There's still a hockey left. You know, there's still, 16 games to go. A lot can happen. They can get hot. Teams above them can fall out. A position. I want to see Tage Thompson in the playoffs. I want to see Jeff Skinner have a nice playoff run. I want to see Craig Anderson at 85 years old have one last run if he did his last year.
Oh, come on.
That's a fun. Come on. He is 41. Okay, 85 41
years old. He doesn't look a day over 60.
Wow. I'm kidding.
He looks very good for his age.
But I like the fact that 41-year-old goaltender playing well, but I mean a good year in Buffalo. Like that's a fun young team. And when I profiled them for the hockey news, talking to that locker
room. Wow, team, okay. Oh, big man out here plugging his own work.
Big Montings.
You know,
go on. Go not on, an ET. Say it with your chest.
You know, talking to Kyle Pozzo, telling Jeff Skinner, the common theme on that team is they love playing for Don Granato. They love playing for this man. And when you got a team that loves their head coach and wants to win for him, that's a motivated team you should be very afraid of.
Yeah, he's a really good communicator. I've gotten that same impression the one or two times I've been around that team as well. Sam, is there an Eastern Conference team you'd like to see make the playoffs?
I'm going to have to say the New York Islanders, and I don't want to.
What about Bo Horvat?
Yeah, that's literally the only reason. I would love for Bo Horvat to make the playoffs. I would care more if we still had that pick, but we don't, so.
Yeah, that's all true. Right. I mean, hey, look, first, I mean, once that extension kicks in, man, he's on that island. He's got to make it worth his while.
he's regressed already.
Really
happy we're not paying. Like, listen, I'm so happy he got the bag, but I'm very happy we are not paying for that bag.
Damn. How's Beauvillier then?
He's been good.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, at least that part of the trade worked out for y'all.
Yeah, no kidding.
Omar, which of these teams would you like to see make the playoffs?
So I'm coming from this from multiple angles. I agree with Avery. I think the Buffalo Sabres have done a lot of cool things this season, and I think what we saw this year is like the beginning of a new era for the Sabres. I think with all the talent that they have, you know, I think seeing players like Tage Thompson just like literally like stick his foot like in so many people's mouths, and mine included. Like I ripped on that deal, and like they're gonna give him that deal after one good year, and like he just proved that like that no, he's legitimate. So you know, seeing all that basketball is great, and I think you know finally seeing the Leafs and the Sabres like play like legitimate games that matter is awesome. However, on two fronts. Okay. So the Florida Panthers are only 3 points out, and I'm still weary of their first round pick that's going to the Habs being in the lottery. Don't want that. So there's that aspect there. Now on the other hand, and this is why where I'm agreeing with Sam, is the Islanders are a team that can be very annoying in the playoffs. And I've been trying to think of, can there be a team in the East that can pull an LA Kings and upset the top team? Can a team do what Montreal did, go in as the eighth seed and take out number one? And I'm looking at these other teams, and I think the Islanders have the best chance of taking out Boston in the first round. So because of that, I hope the Islanders stay in that second wild card spot. I hope they channel all their defense, and I hope Bo Horvat sees the second round and takes Boston out. Knocking on wood, because I don't want the karma, but that's what my answer is.
Bo Horvat taking out Boston would like bring me a lot of joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's actually a pretty. Because Leafs fans wouldn't have to worry about the Bruins, especially if they win the first round.
Yeah.
Canucks fans would be very happy. Justice for 2011. Okay, all right, I understand it. I mean, Omar's right. They do play an annoying style in the playoffs. Ilya Sorokin is a Vezina caliber goalie right now.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bruins get goalied, it's because of him. If it gets to that point,
is Barzal out indefinitely, or is there a timeline there? Because if he can come back, and then if you can rekindle get that like chemistry that we saw with him and Horvat going, you know, that would be cool. That'd be sweet. So yeah. I'm Team Islanders.
He's still weak. He was out week to week 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Last week to week now? Yeah. Oh. There was no timetable for him to start skating, but that was a little while ago. It was almost a month ago.
I wonder if that changes.
I wonder if that changes too. I wonder if he'll be healthy enough for the postseason if the Islanders should get there. I would like to see them make it.
I would like to see the Sabres make it. I'll show some love to Ottawa, even though them losing to Calgary kind of hurts them a little bit. But it would have been really fun to see Buffalo and Ottawa kind of jump up into those wildcard spots, considering what they've endured over the last few years. But if it ends up being Pittsburgh and the New York Islanders, I guess I won't be too mad. But yeah. I made the point on another podcast. I have a hard time believing in the Pittsburgh Penguins this year. They've burned me 2 years in a row because goaltending, whether through injuries or just performance, has let them down. So if the Penguins make it, I am not rooting for the Pittsburgh Penguins. You can hold me to that.
Well, you know, maybe, even if things do go south, maybe they address their goaltending and they trade for Carter Hart, which would be awkward. But funny. Fire sale.
Shout out the Flyers, who Chuck Fletcher is no longer GM of the Philadelphia Flyers. Danny Briere is the new GM. And he's not afraid of the word rebuild. Or how was it described by some Philadelphia newspaper?
Do people not have editors? Like, did no one look at that and say, hey, let's not do that. Like,
that probably was an editor, because for those who don't know, we're watching most of the time. Actual writers don't write their own headlines, so it was an editor who did that. It's like, how did that not get a third or fourth look over and go, really? This is what we're gonna go with. This is our headline. This is what we're gonna go with.
Avery, you write your own head. You don't write your own headlines.
I actually do. Yes, it depends. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I know the majority, of course. Most don't, but I do at Hockey News. But just it's weird as to how that got through. And also, Daniel Briere, a GM, I feel 85 years old.
Yeah, we're at a point now. We're seeing players who I think having seen Joe Sakic already ascend to that throne and go higher than that is one thing. But like Danny Briere, like less than a decade ago, was still playing.
Yeah, he's in a fist pump in the GM.
That too. Dr. St. Louis is an NHL head coach right now.
That's yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Rod Brindamore is an NHL head coach.
Alex Burrows is an assistant coach.
Is an assistant coach. He was assistant coach in Montreal too. Who else is out there in some kind of coaching or management position that should make us all feel old?
There's a bunch of 06. There's a bunch of 06 Oilers who are like the Red Wings AGM is Sean Horkoff.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And I think I don't know if it's like actually happening, but I saw somewhere that like Dion Phaneuf might be trying to get into like player management or hockey management or something. Which,
what do you not trust Dion Phaneuf's hockey acumen?
There is a panelist on a hockey broadcast in Canada. And every time I see them on TV, because I remember they used to be an assistant GM with the Leafs. So every time, like player had a great career, long career, but I can't separate that. It's like you were part of the Leafs when they were bad, like bad. So like that when that happens, it's like, huh, okay.
Speak your truth, Omar.
It's funny. It's hilarious sometimes. It's like, oh, okay. Well, you know.
Oh yeah, right.
I never played, so I can't say anything. You know, I don't know. I've talked about many times. I cannot be in an NHL office working for the team. I can't do it. I'll be carried out immediately.
That's exactly why we want that to happen. You deflect from that all the time, but that's exactly why we need that to happen.
Nah, I can't do it. Like if I was in the Leafs office, like when like for a certain like lineup decisions, I'd be screaming down from like from the press box. He'd be like, Sheldon! You'd be from the rafters. It's like screaming, Sheldon, no! It's a penalty kill! Play someone else!
Why did you yell Sheldon that way?
I mean, this is the show. This is the show every couple of months that goes. Omar for Leafs GM, Omar for Leafs head coach, Avery for Oilers head coach, Avery for Canucks head coach. Like we're always putting ourselves in these roles in this podcast.
Yeah. Sam is GM though. That should happen for sure.
Yeah, we need cooler heads to prevail somewhere.
That's all, exactly.
Let Sam be GM.
Sam is cooler, has a cooler head, and also Sam is stone cold. Look at JT Miller. Oh, you have a no movement? Get your gun.
Nah, give Sam a waivers. Give Sam a team that's not chaotic. Give Sam
you're going to give us draft picks? Bye.
Damn. People are always like, oh, you think you could do a better job? You want to be GM? I'm like, no, I don't. I'm good.
Yeah.
This seems like a terrible job.
Yeah. You'd turn down the opportunity of an NHL GM job to just, you know, be a lawyer? Wow. You'd rather be on Twitter and dunk on former NHLers who don't understand, you know, never mind. You know what? I don't even know if we should even open that Pandora's box right there.
See, we're always talking, it's always in Vancouver. If we gave Sam a chance to be, you know, the president of, say, the Golden Knights or Tampa, competent franchise, quite a different story.
Yeah, Tom Cicito would still be pissed.
I do really enjoy my favorite Twitter replies. My favorite comments from people are, "I bet you've never skated. I bet you've never played hockey. You've never played in the NHL. You can't have an opinion." I'm like, why don't you go say that to Julien Brisebois?
Yeah, you've never played in the NHL. I'm like, okay,
tell Scotty Bowman that.
Yeah,
tell John Cooper that.
John, literally, man, like, come on, like this whole thing about that you have had to have, like, hashtag played the game to have an opinion on the game makes no sense. We all have eyes. Quite we can watch what's happening. Like,
and once again, reiterating that I have no interest in this whatsoever. Not that anything is on the table. Like, yeah. I'm not even suggesting that. But
yeah.
Very arguably the best managed team in the last 5 years is GM'd and coached by two former lawyers, neither of whom played a high level of hockey.
Mm-hmm. So. Fact. Yep. Fact. Fact. Like, there's no disputing that.
Fact.
No disputing that. So, like,
yeah, man, NHL experience. So. That sure serves people like Garth Snow really well, you know?
Served the Edmonton Oilers very well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
For sure.
Yeah. NHL experience, man. Yeah, you got a half skin in the game. Whatever, man. Yeah. Anyway, not saying it should be completely discounted. I get it. It should be. But, like, if you're making that the be-all and end-all for your criticisms on, like, oh, you shouldn't talk about it. Well, go kick rocks, because that's not true. Anyway. Yeah, I Sam, I'm sorry I mentioned the NHL player you had a back and forth with by name. I don't care. I it's whatever. Anyway.
NHL player is a generous description of what he was. I mean, it's technically correct, but.
Damn.
Son. I mean, where's the line?
Exactly.
I'm genuinely not convinced that he's a better skater than I am.
Oof. Judging by YouTube footage, probably not.
Man. I feel like he's probably not a better skater than any of them.
I don't know, man. Mm. The only time I could think of what Tom did in the NHL is when he was in that line brawl against the Flames that one game with, like, Bob Hartley and John Tortorella getting mad. I think Tom got clocked in that. He did. Oh, I'm not even being beat. You can look at the video footage. He got beat.
He's being straight.
The two most popular clips of him are that one and then the clip of Brad Richards chirping him.
Do you want to be in people's mentions talking about a whole set of stupidness with regards to Pride Night and all that?
Yeah, like, come on.
On what? Like, come on, bro. Like, whatever.
But look at his Twitter followers. He has no value to any of us or hockey in general.
He was literally like, oh, you watch me on TV. I was like, okay, we all watch you on TV, but you're the one sitting here fighting about what your pension is. Like, come on, go do something else.
We're taking shots. This is what Zone Time was built for. This is exactly what Zone Time was built for. This, and it was also built for trivia. I hope you all brought your pen and paper, because I have questions for you guys. We have not done trivia a lot in the last little while. It's time that we bring that back, especially before we get ourselves into more trouble taking shots at more people who have played in the National Hockey League.
or any other sport for that matter. Avery, I saw what you tried to do there in the chat for this Zoom thing, trying to make a Ja Morant joke. Wrong sport, buddy. Let's get to trivia. The theme this time around, things you totally forgot happened this season. I'm going to try to test your knowledge on things that happened earlier this year.
Okay.
Just, you know, some random news events and stuff, or just things that just happened. Let's start with question number one. This should be an easy one. Both Henrik and Daniel Sedin were inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame last fall. Which Sedin brother has more points? I guess for the purposes of this one, you could just write out which player between Henrik and Daniel has most points. You get a bonus point if you happen to know exactly how many points that brother has scored. Between Henrik and Daniel, who has the most career points all time between both of them? Omar, very much in thought. Avery, I can't really tell. Sam looks like...
Hang on. I am writing. 1 second, you know. My handwriting is so bad. I'm trying to make sure that it's legible for the people to see on camera.
Have you not done this, like, trivia segment before? Have we not seen what your handwriting is like?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, actually, I can think about it. Because Sam's definitely done it. Omar's definitely done it.
Mm-hmm. Not well.
I don't know. Maybe. We're about to find out.
He wanted to know if who had more points, and then bonus point was...
The exact number of points they got. If you don't get it, you don't get
it. Can we price it rated for the bonus?
Why not?
Sweet.
Why not? Whoever's closest to that number, you get a bonus point. But the most important thing, give me, between Henrik and Daniel, which Sedin brother has the most points? Omar, do you have your answer?
Yep.
Avery, do you have your answer?
Read that.
Oh, man. You're going to have to get that closer to the camera, my man. Oof. Okay. So Omar has his answer. I think I kind of see Avery's. Sam, you got to lift that up just a little. Yeah, the blur is getting...
Why is the blur?
The blur!
Should we just read them out?
Oh, no. Oh, man. Okay. We might have to get you all to read out your answers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I see it now. So, Sam, you have Henrik Sedin, 1,060 points. Omar has Henrik at 1,027 points. And Avery has Henrik at 1,032 points. I'm happy to say all three of you got the answer correct. Henrik Sedin is the brother with more points. With 1,070. Sam,
no!
Gets the bonus point.
Oh man. I was hoping I was hoping it'd be below, because I'm like, oh, I would have won my Price is Right rules. Nice. That's awesome. Sick.
Yeah. 1,070 points for Henrik Sedin, 1,041 for Daniel. So So Sam has the bonus point, so she technically has the one up on y'all.
Nice.
Question number two. Actor Ryan Reynolds recently joined a bid with the Remington Group to purchase the Ottawa Senators. But earlier this year, it was suggested that this Canadian artist would also join Reynolds in buying the Senators. This is a multiple choice one for you guys. Is it A, The Weeknd, B, Drake, C, Masari, D, Carly Rae Jepsen? Which Canadian artist?
If it was a multiple choice, I would have got it wrong.
Oh, this is easy.
Because I was like, I was so sure that I knew it. No, and I wrote down the answer, and I was like, oh my god, that was wrong.
This one's mad. That was wrong.
Yeah, that was fully wrong.
All right, we all got the answer, everybody?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, show me your answers. Okay, it looks like everybody got the correct answer. It is The Weeknd. Shout out to Avery, who wrote Abel. His real first name. Yes.
I would have forgotten that if you that was a multiple choice.
Yeah. I wrote Bruno Mars at first.
Oh, yeah. Bruno Mars?
What?
Bruno Mars? He's not even Canadian.
All right, man. Man said Bruno Mars. That's crazy.
Bruno Mars?
I full on wrote Bruno Mars. I don't know why.
My guy wrote it.
I fully wrote it. And that's why, and then when you said the option, I was like, oh my god, you idiot. No, it's The freaking Weeknd.
Yeah, wrong light-skinned guy, man.
Wrong light-skinned guy. Oh my god, that was so funny. Oh, that was okay.
So everyone got that right, but because Sam got the bonus point, she's still in the lead. Question number three. Calgary Flames head coach Daryl Sutter was asked for his assessment of rookie Jakob Peltier, who made his NHL debut during a game against the Tampa Bay Lightning. He responded by saying, "What number is he? What number is Jakob Peltier?" The multiple choice options: A, 25, B, 30, C, 49, D, 18. Oh, you thought the question was just going to be, what's the name of the rookie? You probably thought that, didn't you?
Oh, no, no, yeah, no. No. I got this
one. I need to know what number that one. He is.
I got it.
Okay. All right. If you have it, I'll count us off. One, two, three. Show me your numbers. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry, Sam. You got that wrong. It is not D, number 49.
Only reason I know it is because it was weird. Because I was watching weird. The Leafs games, I was like, who the heck is 49? And I was like, ah, you, right. Yeah, that one stood out. I'm like, 49? Like, you don't see that. It's a weird one.
So I think because of this, we're all tied. Ooh. Heading into the final question.
Okay.
This is really cool. All right, cool.
High stakes.
No multiple choice for this one.
Oh.
Name the two teams who participated in the 2023 Stadium Series game.
That is so easy.
It doesn't look like the way for Omar. All right. Well, if you think it's so easy, give me the final score of that game.
What? I didn't say it would be. Why do I have to do the extra?
Wasn't the Calvin Ball nonsense?
You don't have to do that if you don't want to, but give me the two teams who were in this year's Stadium Series game. Not the Winter Classic, the Stadium Series game, a completely different game. All right. Omar, are you still writing?
Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
It's a different game.
Oh, man. Remember, different game for the Winter Classic. I just want to see if you guys remembered that this happened.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three. Show me the teams. Okay. This is very... All right. So everyone got it right. But Omar says do better NHL. That's funny.
I fully forgot about the game, man. That's horrible. Like, how? It's an outdoor game and I fully forgot it happened. I remember we've been talking about it. It's horribly marketed.
I like that he's still holding it up.
Oh, yeah, yes.
to remind listeners that it happened.
Yeah.
Because we're still tied, we'll actually do the tiebreaker. Give me the final score. Tell me who won and tell me the score. I guess whoever gets some combination of the winning team plus the closest to the score, we'll figure that out, I guess. You know what? There's an easier way to do this. Give me the winning team and the total number of goals scored between both teams in the game. That's probably easier.
Oh, I'll give you the winning score.
Give me the winning. Flex. Oh, okay.
Flex.
All right. Flex. Big flex. All right. So flex. Wow. Okay. Big man.
Jeez. Okay.
Avery trying to put everyone else to shame. You'd be like, oh, I pay attention to the NHL.
I mean, I don't.
Oh, no. That's not true. That's not true, Sam. You pay more than enough attention.
Selective attention. Yes, I know who won. Sure. I just don't know what the score was.
Omar, you look confused.
I'm completely guessing.
You might as well just guess.
I have an answer.
All right, everybody. Avery.
Yeah, my pen died. Hang on, my pen died.
Can I?
There we go. Okay, now we're good. All right.
Jesus.
All right, now we're good.
Yeah, go ahead, Omar. Go ahead.
Can I confirm that I still get the point if I properly get the total number of goals, even though Avery's going to flex on us and give us the exact score?
Well, that would create a problem because then we'd still be tied again, I think.
So that is true. That is true. Jesus that is true. Christ. Okay. So you know what?
We might have to. We might.
Okay, so I wrote the score next to it.
Avery would still get the tiebreaker because he has the correct score.
That's true.
Yeah. So he has that extra one.
Double.
All right, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So you'll basically get two bonus points. All right, everyone, show me your answers. All right. Well,
oh, only one I was person so actually close. Got it right. I was so close.
One person got it right. Congratulations, Avery. Winner of today's quiz. It was 4-1 for the Calgary. Sorry, for the Carolina Hurricanes, not Calgary. Sorry. Congratulations. Do you have anything special you want to say to everybody, Avery? Now's your chance in the winner's circle.
I just want to say I'm the greatest of all time. No one can touch me. My style is impeccable. You know, I'm the conqueror. This, all that good stuff. My style's impetuous.
He stops right short at eating your children. And praise be to Allah. I don't know how to take that. But congratulations, you earned it. Thanks for being great sports for doing trivia. It's always great to do trivia on Zone Time. And it's always great to do Zone Time, period. So thank you, everyone, for listening or watching this episode of Zone Time. We'll be back next week with Oh, wait a minute. Omar, why do you have a finger up?
One more thing, because we're getting close to that season. I just ran a draft lottery simulator.
San Jose. Right, wins. We got to do that. We got to do that. We are going to do that in a future
episode.
San
Jose won. Yep. San Jose won, Columbus 2, Chicago 3, Anaheim 4, Habs 5. That'd be horrible for Anaheim. They've been pristine in their tank awareness this year. I think they deserve at least a top three pick.
We're going to do it this year where we're all just going to have Tankathon right in front of us. We're going to hit sim lottery all at the same time, and then we're all going to reveal what we get from the draft lottery and how funny it would be to see Connor Bedard, at least in what I just saw, as an Arizona Coyote. Yeah, they would go up 5 spots off this latest.
Nah, I mean, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Adam Fantilli and Anaheim. Yes, but maybe not.
Do you think the Canucks fall out of the top 10?
What do you imagine?
At this rate?
They're on a 4-game win streak.
They are on a 4-game win streak. It is entirely possible that happens.
Sam called it verbatim.
I still don't know.
Random win streak and then end up in the middle of the pack.
I still don't know why Rick Tocchet is head coach now. If you want to be head coach, do it next year. Why are you making him head coach now? But you know what? That's none of my business. It's none of my business. Anyway, we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Zone Time, people. For Omar, Avery, and Sam, I'm Julian. Subscribe to the podcast however you listen to podcasts, and we'll be back next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.